Macmillan Audio presents This Fallen Prey by Kelly Armstrong. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. The season may have officially started 2 months ago, but it isn't truly spring in Rockton until we bury our winter dead. Dalton and Anders are digging the shallow grave. I'm wandering, trying to calm Storm. As a future tracking dog, she needs to know the smell of death. I've read books that say cadaver dogs can't do the job for long because every success leads to a dead body. I dismissed that as anthropomorphism until I showed Storm the corpses, and she promptly set about trying to wake the dead. We're walking in ever-growing circles around the grave. Dalton's occasional, "Casey," warns me to stay close, while Storm's insistent tugs beg me to let her explore and forget what she's seen. The tugs of an 8-month-old Newfoundland are not insubstantial.
"Switch."
Anders walks over and holds out a hand. Storm isn't the only one who needs a break from this task. Every year, Dalton orders his deputy to stay behind. Every year, Anders ignores him. As a former soldier, Anders might not need to see more death.